Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to go to the guest hotline and welcome onto the show our guy, Austin Eckler, presented by IT Cadre, trusted insight from trusted insiders. IT Cadre, where DC Sports insiders share their exclusive perspective. If you've got an IT Cadre fan question for Austin Eckler, you could tweet it to us at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny. You could drop it in the 106.7 The Fan YouTube chat as well. We will make sure to ask him a couple of those before we are done today. Austin, it is great to have you back on the show, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to hear you guys. What's going on?
Not much, buddy. Bye week, restful, relaxing. How you feeling? Give us an update.
Yeah, bye week was definitely needed. Anytime you get the bye week in the NFL, it's always a nice disconnect, even if it's early or late, just because you've been grinding through training camps, OTAs, all off season, and starting to get into the season as well. And as you can imagine, all of that kind of compiles up. So we're getting ours here. What was it, like week 13, I think it was, 14, something like that. But again, I was around the guys, and I know they're feeling fresh and ready to go and got nice rejuvenated spirits. So looking forward to these last couple weeks.
Over the years of your career, Austin, what's been your bye week strategy? Is it one of those, like, I do not even want to look at a football, like I want my feet on a beach or in the sand or whatever, or, you know, is it just kind of, let me just watch TV? Like, what's been your normal strategy? What do you like to do best?
Yeah, the bye week strategy, I like that. For myself, it's definitely disconnect from football. Just get the mind away from it, because when you lock in on football for as long as we do, it kind of consumes you, which is appropriate because that's our job, and it's, you know, high stressful, high impact. We got to be on our P's and Q's. And so the time during the bye week to, like you said, kind of disconnect. There's a lot of hanging out with family. I didn't travel at all this time because I was doing a little bit of treatment at the facility. So that still goes on, right? Can't forget about the body. Unfortunately, the injuries follow no matter what. But I know a lot of guys, yeah, definitely went home or things like that. For myself, I kind of get time to work on the things that I need to catch up on outside of football, which, as you guys know, I have a lot, whether it's the foundation, whether it's my app experience, things like that.
Austin Eckler on Grant and Danny. Year 8 for you. You've put so much into this game and this league. You've played in, by my count, 3 playoff games in 2 postseasons. I mean, it is really, really hard to get to the playoffs. I think you've got 1 playoff win on your resume when you guys beat the Ravens back in like 18 in your sophomore year. You probably thought, oh, this is easy. We're going to be here all the time.
All the time.
But I'm curious, you know, with the stretch run coming, and maybe it's too early to start talking about that in the locker room, but you're one of the few veterans who's probably been there. Is that something that you can impart, like how difficult it is that you can't take these opportunities for granted? Because I think there are some fans that kind of feel like you guys are ahead of schedule, it's this house money season, but here you are with 4 games to play, sitting pretty with a great chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, for us, it's definitely continue to take it 1 game at a time. Like, we understand, you know, we're in a position to be playing meaningful football here in the end of the season, and it's, as a veteran, I know that's definitely, you know, great for the spirit in the room and the fan base and things like that, but as you mentioned, you know, we still have four games left. And so we still have to go out here and perform. There's no guarantees. We're not in the situation where we have a guaranteed spot into the playoff picture. And even if we did, you want to make sure that you're continuing to kind of sharpen your tools as you get ready here during the end of the season. Because this is where, you know, you should be playing at your best. This is where we've had the most time to play together. We know who we are. We know what we can do, our capabilities, where we're good at. We have done our self-evaluations. And so now we're going to continue to put the game plan together that's kind of built around that. But it's where football can take a weird turn, because if you're not in that situation, it feels a lot different. But it feels amazing to be like, hey, all the work we've been putting in has given us a chance to pay off, to make a playoff run here at the end, which is the goal at the end of the tunnel, is to get to the Super Bowl, obviously. But there's a lot of stepping stones that are kind of micro goals that you have to get there and pass along the way.
Austin Eckler with us here on G&D. So obviously different opponents and different, you know, schemes, designs, and you know, things that you want to try to accomplish against each team. But what from that Tennessee game going forward can you go, I tell you what, if we do that, we'll be fine?
Yeah, well, that game, you know, it was one of these things where, hey, we were able to run the ball very effectively. And I think all the games that we've been able to do that, we've shown that, hey, we can come out on top of those games. And so if we're going to be specific, I would say that being able to run the ball, it's shown that in just statistics over the time for us anyway, when it either is Jaden or it's, you know, it's me or it's B-Rob, like the times we're effective running the ball is the times that we've been able to get in the win column. So that from an offensive point of view is what we have to do. Obviously, there's the turnover battle we got to continue to control as well. But that Tennessee game was dynamic running game for us. Defense was playing their butts off too, getting turnovers, getting stops, things like that. And special teams doing their job, you know, whatever, we had a punt or do any of the kickoffs, things like that. So offensively, though, run the ball. Can we get our run game going? And that's going to help us win games.
Austin Eckler on G&D. You kind of maybe just alluded to some of this, but, I mean, there are weeks where it's just been a lot harder. I've chalked up the little stretch you guys had to maybe the O-line being banged up. You know, those guys were in and out of the lineup, whether it was Biotish or on the right side, you guys have had some injuries at tackle. I mean, is there more to it than that? Like, what the weeks where it's really, really good as opposed to when you guys are just okay or struggle to run the ball, is it the details you always talk about? Like, how specific are the differences in those performances?
It's 100% the details. Like, go back and look at those games. They're tight games. We're playing some good opponents that have proven themselves. And you look at those games, they're really close, right? Coming down to one possession at the end. You know, you look at really all of those games. You know, the Cowboys game that we just went through came down to kind of a couple possessions there at the end. The Steelers game, did we get the fourth down? Well, you know, according to paper, we didn't, right, to go down and kick a field goal to win the game kind of thing. You know, you look at the Ravens, another one possession game. All of these are, like, right there at the end where when you're in a good battle with a good team, that's what it's going to come down to, because we're in the NFL and we are professionals. And so when you have two teams going at it, you would assume that it's going to be a tight game, some back and forth. And that's where all the details matter the most. And there's a phrase in the NFL, like, games are lost and not won. And the good teams don't put themselves in positions to make mistakes. They do the things they're supposed to and get themselves over the hump. So we've been so close, but that's what the NFL is. It's really close matters that have to come together to make a complete win. And that's what this month's about. We're in December now. December football is about the details, really making those little things show up. And if we're able to do that, again, we'll be in some competitive games, but come out on top.
When you are able to jump back on the field, and you've got some time, obviously, as you're working your way through your rehab and recovering and getting everything right, what's the hardest part to sort of get back into rhythm or game shape or things like that? You know what I mean? Because, like, when you're out for a little while doing anything, even me talking into the microphone, yeah. I was gone yesterday and I'm starting all over my words. You know what I mean? It's like, what's the hardest part to kind of regain that comfort level when you've been out for a bit?
Yeah, well, luckily, you know, my legs still work, so I'm able to go out there and work out and run and keep that part of my game going. But definitely it's the game speed that you can't really simulate at all, right? Just how fast the game goes. Also getting hit, right? Being in a position of making sure that, you know, you can protect yourself, be effective, while running the ball too. And then also kind of the speed of how we go call plays, operate on the field. Something I can't really simulate by myself. Jaden giving us the call, audibles, right? Reading the defense. So there's a lot of different aspects of the game that are really needed to be in a full team environment or in a live environment to really get that experience to kind of keep sharpening the tools, as I was saying. Obviously, if you're injured, you don't really get that opportunity. So it's kind of a mental type of rep thing. Luckily, I've been playing for pretty much long enough to really kind of know what to expect. So when I do get back, hopefully I can hit the ground running.
Austin Eckler is with us on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. The only other time all season where you guys played a team that you were supposed to have beaten pretty handily and didn't was Dallas. You guys have mostly handled the quote-unquote inferior opponents. And as a veteran, maybe you don't even view it that way. Maybe you're like, hey, any given Sunday, there's 32 teams, which I understand. But for those of us on the outside looking in, the Saints are without Derek Carr. This, you know, we've seen the spread basically double since the week began. Like, this is a really good situation for Washington. Mike Shanahan used to tell me all the time when he was the coach here, it's not who you play, Grant, it's when you play them. You guys are catching the Saints at a good time. I say all this to ask, in the league when teams quote-unquote play down or, like, lose the game they shouldn't, something you guys have been great at avoiding other than one all year, is that something you even agree with a premise of? And, like, what is the key to handling your business when, say, here's what's irrefutable, you guys have a lot more on the line and have played a lot better football this year than the Saints have?
Yeah, so first of all, never disrespect the opponent. You know, like, that's like rule number one as an NFL player. Never disrespect your opponent, because it is any given Sunday, 100%. And I know from the outside in, it might not look like that because, oh, well, they're not that good, because these people are still paid. We saw what happened to, almost what happened to the Eagles out there, right? Almost lost on that last play there. Like, that's how close any game can get. But moving on to kind of playing people at the right time, obviously there's a season that we all go through, and there's definitely, you know, advantages and disadvantages that can happen, but call it luck, call it, you know, just going through the NFL season, but there's injuries that happen. And so it's kind of, there's a roll of the dice every single kind of week of what's going on with the scenario and the injuries and who's available, who's not. And so for us as athletes, like, we are so focused on just making sure that we do our best and play our best game, that we don't really get into something that's coached. We don't really get into kind of, all right, well, this is their record, so you guys, you know, we have to beat that. Like, this is an opponent. You respect the opponent. You go out there, whoever it is, and especially division games, they're always usually closer in my experience because you play each other more. You're a little bit more familiar with each other, just players and things like that. But from the outside, I know it doesn't feel like that, but for us as athletes, like, we have to be locked in that type of way, if that makes sense.
It does. Austin Eckler with us here on G&D. And you guys are, like, just wired differently than regular folks, so competitive, and you've obviously gotten to the highest level of sports. There's no higher football league for you guys to get called up to, right? But one of the things I always wanted to explore is, there's always something extra and special when a guy's playing his former team. And, you know, Marshawn Lattimore was a Saint. Now he's here in Washington. Why is that at times? I can understand if there was an acrimonious ending and there's some sort of blood feud or whatever, right? But it always seems like it's a little extra special for when a guy's playing in his former squad. Go into that mentality for me, would you?
Yeah, I mean, it's like one of the things where, you know, like, look, you were with this team, and now you want to show them, like, look what you're missing. Mm-hmm. You know, like, if you would have kept me, like, this is what you would have had, kind of mentality. And it's pretty unique because it doesn't happen often. It definitely happens just because guys jump around a lot. But it's one of those things where, obviously, you want to always go out there and give your best, but especially against the people that previously had you. It's like if you were to go get on a different show, and because someone let you go or someone traded you, you would feel some type of way, like, okay, like, we're gonna make this the best show because these guys didn't want us anymore. These guys, for whatever reason, I'm not there anymore. So let's show them what they're missing out on. So that's kind of the mindset, or how I would describe it.
All right, Austin, I want to go rapid fire through a couple of IT cadre fan questions here from people listening on Grant and Danny. Austin Eckler's weekly appointment with us. We've had an outstanding time all season. Austin, kind enough while he's still on IR to join us each week to keep the conversation open and fluid with Commanders fans, which is very cool. David wants to know, what is one of your favorite movies? And we'll go through a few of these here rapid fire.
Wow, favorite movies. It's an old one, but Step Brothers.
Well, you can't go wrong with that.
That's hilarious.
That's such a good
movie.
So good.
Did you judge my drum kit?
Classic.
Are you a Will Ferrell mark or just that movie particularly?
I'm a fan of Will Ferrell, but that one in particular is the one that stands out for me, for sure.
I had a little thing on Instagram the other day, also, just minding my business, and the clip of them in the job interview wearing tuxedos popped up when they can't say yeah. Pam. Like, John C. Reilly pops up. I think I could be help here, and just cracked me up.
Good stuff.
Jupe wants to know, have you caught passes from a left-handed quarterback before, and if so, is it different than a right-handed quarterback?
I have actually never caught passes from a left-handed quarterback. Super interesting question. So I would know.
Do you imagine that the spin would really matter
much at all, or no?
I think there would be a kind of a learning curve. It's kind of
interesting.
I mean, I don't think it would last long, like a few throws, and I'd be like, okay, like I kind of see how that works. But yeah, it would definitely be different.
Do you have this is from Todd. Do you have a celebration meal after games?
Celebration meal. No, that is not something that's in the routine.
What would yours be? That's a question from Danny here in the studio.
Mine would be king crab legs and some steak.
What do you eat before games?
Typically like a pasta or like a rice and a protein, something like that. So it's just pretty much basic stuff.
So like you have a 1 o'clock kick on a Sunday. Take us through that. You wake up, what time do you eat at the house, like at the crib, at the table, and then pack up shop and go in?
No, we're not even at the crib.
That's true. You're at the hotel.
We're at the hotel, so we're at the team hotel. Wake up, I don't know, 8 o'clock or so. Go downstairs, get breakfast. Usually have like waffles, some bacon, some fruit, some yogurt, something like that. Start hydrating, drinking some water, and then probably leave around 9:30. So I'll pack a lunch, which will be like I mentioned, rice and a protein, whether it's steak or chicken or something along those lines. And I'll eat that at the facility or at the stadium, you know, a couple hours before kickoff. So I just have something in my belly.
Austin Eckler, presented by IT Cadre. All right, we'll let you out on this game this weekend. You'll be watching like we will, unfortunately, from afar. Can't help the boys. Give us a player to watch. Who are you zoning in on this weekend that you think could be prime for a big day?
Yeah, you know, I think someone who actually popped off a little bit last week, got to keep it in my running back room, which was Chris Rodriguez, C-Rod. Like, man, he did his thing. Was out there at the end of the game for the most of his reps, but every time he's got on the field, man, I've seen him kind of just make an impact. So looking forward to watching him go out there again and do his thing and get that running game going, like I was saying.
Austin, thank you as always, buddy. Talk next week.
Awesome. Thanks, boys.
Appreciate you, brother. There's Austin Eckler on Grant and Danny, our weekly appointment presented by IT Cadre. We do it each and every Tuesday at 5 o'clock. IT Cadre's trusted insight, helping leaders of the nation's most important organizations understand complexity, align efforts, and make the best data-driven decisions to achieve success. IT Cadre, your vision, our purpose.